If we take a human being, an individual, when that person falls ill or is unwell, for example, somebody has a stomach ache or an upset stomach, when the stomach is upset, stomach ache, belly ache, then what happens is that person stops eating, drinking, all of this stops. And because the stomach is upset, nothing can be digested. So instead of, for example, those items, those food items that gave him or her benefit, they start to give a loss or pain to that individual because the stomach is upset, is unwell. So what is then the solution? Medicine is given to that individual. That individual goes to the doctor and some tablets are prescribed. And small tablets, really small tablets, little titchy tablets are prescribed. And he wants to eat the chicken, the meal. He wants to eat the rice and chapati. And instead of that, what are we eating? A very small tablet. We're eating the tablet. And maybe we don't eat with such interest food than the interest we show eating the tablet on time. If it's three times a day, then three times a day we'll go and take the tablet out and we'll eat it. Reason? Reason? Yes, nobody has got interest in tablets, have they? Have you got interest or taste? Yeah, nobody has interest in medicine. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ A person says that I have to eat the medicine. But he starts to, for example, have an attraction, a link, connection with the medicine. Why? Because it will solve the issue of my stomach. It will cure my stomach, the problem that I have. So the reality is that I don't have a link or an attraction to the medicine. I have the attraction or the connection for my stomach that I want to cure my stomach. That's why I'm taking this medicine. So the medicine is not my objective. The objective is that I want to balance my stomach again so I can carry on eating, drinking, enjoying, taking part. So when a person says, no, it's the medicine, keep on eating the medicine, ongoing. No, our objective is not the medicine, the tablets. Our objective is to cure the stomach so we can continue to eat in a normal way. So this is the point here, that it's a medicine and it's curing the reality, the objective, what we want to attain. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody, properly, you understand? Okay, so let's continue. So put into your mind that you are a special jama'ah, special selection group of people. Don't consider yourself the same as common people, normal people. Don't compare yourself. Remember this, understand this point. 25, 40, 40, 50 years. And I'm telling this to everybody. There are some who have been involved for 50 years. They've taken bay'ah 50 years ago. And they're comparing themselves with who? Oh, some normal person who doesn't know what is tazkiyah. That Allah Ta'ala hasn't given him the tawfiq to correct himself, to improve himself. And me and you will be questioned on this basis. That we wear imamas and dhotis and libas and the attire. But listen carefully to what I'm saying. That I am your teacher and you are my students, and both of us will be asked very properly, and that's why I'm speaking to you in this way. Do you want to hear what I want to say? Shall I tell you? Are you students? You want to be corrected, reformed, improved? Will you listen to what I'm saying? You're promising properly? True promise? Okay. So deception is a big thing. Very big, great walis of Allah would ask for one thing, that Allah Ta'ala, please save us from shar, evil nafs and shar of shaitan. Please save us. So this is a very big point. That Allah Ta'ala has hundreds of thousands of times over shukr, that Allah Ta'ala has shown us the way, the path. Maybe for this reason that I teach, and I do my own islah, rectify myself and others. So for this reason, with this, you can say angle or point in mind, I'm speaking to you, that the person, for example, is a person who gets used to something. So I'm trying to take us all out of deception and delusion. That when we take things for granted. You understand what I'm saying? You understand properly? Okay. May Allah Ta'ala correct all of us and take us to the destination, to the end point. So first, you've understood the example that I mentioned. Everyone has understood it. Those serious people understand it properly. Remember this. That a very severe time is to come upon us. A very severe adab, and the questioning will take place for reward and for punishment. Don't consider life as a game. That for flash of an eye, blink of an eyelid, the life is passing very fast. Look, we're sitting here How long did it take? Thursday will come quickly, and then the week will pass, and a cycle is passing so quickly. You're amazed. We came in the morning, we had breakfast, then the day passed. You don't realize life is flying. Time is flying. Do you see this? And how many years have passed, just like people who are passing away their coffins, they are lowered into the grave. Tuck-a-tuck, tuck-a-tuck. One by one, one by one. But the deception of the nafs and shaitan. This is what takes a person to sleep, puts a person to sleep. I swear by Allah, puts a person to sleep, the nafs and shaitan. Makes a person so unaware and so lethargic that when his eyes open after maut, he will realize this is a small jama'at. I will say this to you clearly. We have no status in front of the dunya. We have no status or level. I am not teaching you such a thing that will give you the glory in the dunya. For example, I don't want to do this, nor do I have the skill that I can teach you that we will have to oppose the people in this generation and politics and put up the flag of Islam, etc. This is not my objective. I have one point that I teach individually. I teach that you need to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, this is my teaching, this is my objective. I don't want to make somebody a mujahid or tell people to go and fight, for example, or politics, or for example, you've come so many times to me, have you heard about politics? Have I named countries? Have I named any ministers? This is not my topic, this is not my subject matter. I don't know about the dunya, this has no worth in front of me. No, really, this is just a game. Lahulab, people are coming and going, coming and going like bubbles bursting. Here, this is happening, that's happening. I have no link with this. I have one fikr, one worry. I don't know when we will be called and what answer will we give to Allah there and then. And we have to think about this every second. Everything is a game, comes and goes, politics, countries. This started from the beginning, Fir'aun, Thamud, many leaders, politicians, kings, and they all evaporated and disappeared like the wind, and everybody disappears, and we should worry about ourselves. Therefore, start speaking, no, you need to do this, go there, revolution, change this in the world, do this and that. This is not my style. This is not my objective. One awareness I want to create, fear of Allah. Fear of Allah. That's what I want to instill through Allah Ta'ala's guidance. Do you understand what my teaching is? Totally, this is the basis, individually, the basis of my speaking. Maybe we sit together in a gathering. We are gathered here as a gathering, but I'm speaking to each individual. Individually, you need to absorb what I'm saying, take it for yourself. And I speak on this basis, that tomorrow, if I pass away, am I prepared? If I die tomorrow, if the announcement is made, is my name's written on the board to take the life, my life, and my ghusl is being performed, and you are stood outside and my janazah is being performed, that's it, my life's gone. End of story. End of chapter. Then will I come in front of you? Will I sit and speak with you? Will you meet me? Where has that man gone? You will think. Where has that man gone? Allahu Akbar, and where I will go, there will be a new phase of life for which Allah sent me into this world to succeed for. What a big delusion that I consider that this world is forever. I thought that I've come here for this world. I haven't come for this dunya. I've gone. I've disappeared. That I thought that this dunya is mine, my bed is gone, my wardrobe's gone, my kitabs have gone, my books have gone, my tasbih's gone, my Quran has gone, my clothes have gone, my watch has gone, my everything has gone. Everything. Nothing is left to my name. None of this is my possession. This is a vision. We have dreams, we get up and everything is gone. When you're in a dream, whatever you dreamed about disappears. Do you have anything left from the dream? When you wake up in the morning, your father went, his father went, my father went, his father went. Look, everybody, everyone's father has gone. Somebody from your family members have gone. They have passed away. Is this not the case? So this deception of the life forever in this world, we need to get away from this. So what do we need to do? We've come, we took bayah, we had the link with the sheikh, we have a sheikh, 25 years, 30 years, imamas and beards and dhotis and izhar and lungis and attire and white clothes and piety. We think we are very pious and good. We've achieved, we've become elders and pious people and better than others. Is this? We've reached to the levels, we've got imam on our heads. No, there's no power, no status for all of this. What is the hukum? Atiullah wa atiur rasul, Allah Ta'ala says. This is the hukum, isn't it? That's come. Atiullah wa atiur rasul. This is the hukum, the order that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Clear. What is the order? That my hakams, my orders, my injunctions, my instructions to you, my hakams, Allah Ta'ala says, that every hakam of mine, every person of iman has to do amal on my hakams, not according to his desire or his preference, rather how? Just like my Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explained to you, that is ati'ullah wa ati'ur rasul. Do you understand? Yes, clear? Is this the point? And this is asal our life objective. That Allah Ta'ala's ahkams, Allah's orders, we have to do amal on these. According to whose way? Nabi al-Kareem, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his tariqah, you can call the sharia or sunnah through the hadith. One has gone this way and one is the ahkams of Allah. Allah's ahkams are in the kitab, the Qur'an, and the method to practice the Qur'an has been explained, defined in the hadith and in the life of the sahaba ikram, the noble companions. Isn't this the Islam? Me, you, this is our target, that we need to totally bring Allah's ahkams into our life. Into our lives, totally, comprehensively. Now, question arises, Allah's ahkams, five categories, yes? Kalima shahada, after that, said loudly, what? Salah, namaz, salah, then fasting, zakat, and hajj. These are the ahkams, isn't it? That's it, that's all there is to it, subhanallah, say subhanallah. Is this difficult? No. It's not difficult. But this is where we are lost and we go into the dark alley. So what I'm saying, my friends, is that we need to do amal on Allah's orders. That's all we have to do. And to do amal on Allah's ahkamats, on His orders, that if we do amal on Allah's orders, and if we cannot practice or implement Allah's orders, if we are not able to practice or implement Allah's orders, then for that, what do? We take the medicine. Aha. Do you understand what I'm saying? So your stomach is upset. Yeah, that was my example. Your stomach is upset. What is the objective? Is our stomach. The stomach is upset. We want to make the stomach run as a machine, digest our food. So what do? We take the tablets to cure the stomach ache. So Allah Ta'ala's karam and mercy, if we understand today that I am spoiled, I am off tracks, I'm a sinner. We say, oh, no, you go, don't tell me the deen, where's it written? Don't you know about the dunya? We have to succeed. What's this fundamentalist backward life you're living? So there are people like that in the party of those thinking. Some people then they understand in their heart comes the fact that we need to practice the ahkams of Allah. Amongst those are you individuals as well, mashallah. Isn't this your objective? Why have you come here? That yaar, we are weak on implementing Allah's orders. Is this your niyyah before you took bayah? Or was there some other niyyah that you had? Drop all the other intentions. I want to become pious, a sheikh, see dreams, I want kashf and inspiration. Whoever had this niyyah is wasting his time and he needs to move this intention away from his mind. Every person here should have this niyyah who's listening, that I have come to attain a cure, and this cure has been mentioned in the Quran, that we are not implementing the ahkams of Allah. So to improve the practice of the ahkams of Allah, to practice the orders of Allah, so we can come into that standard, that base of life, so that when we are presented to Allah on the Day of Judgment, so that our presentation can be the best and we can succeed. Is this our niyyah while we're here? While we listen? Everybody? This is why we are here. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran the tariqah, the medicine. Yes, to get to that objective. Allah Ta'ala says, I'll tell you the methodology. What are the tablets that you need to eat? The medicine? Then you will start to implement my orders, my hakams. You will obey them. Okay? So our objective is to obey Allah's orders. That's the end point. And Allah Ta'ala's fadl with Allah's orders, Allah Ta'ala has put into our mind, we accepted somebody as a sheikh, as an individual as a sheikh, to make the strength, the link with Allah stronger. For example, a man has a link with a woman, he has a nikah. So to strengthen your link with your sheikh, teach Allah Ta'ala has given us the method of bayah. That's the method to create the link with the sheikh. Very seriously listen to what I'm saying today. Yes? So bayah is a link. Allah Ta'ala said that me, you, Allah Ta'ala wanted us to make a contract. We accept we are ill and we want to do amal on Allah's ahkamans, and that's why we have come to you, Allah. We want to come to you, Allah, close to you. That's why we come to our sheikh. So you've come to me and I've accepted you as a student. You've accepted me as the sheikh. And anybody who doesn't have this objective, that he wants to get close to Allah, to obey Allah's orders through the company of the sheikh, then he is off track. So we are weak. Our amal on the ahkamat of Allah's ahkamat are weak. And we take the medicine just like we take the tablet for a stomachache. So the objective is not to come to me. Is not to submit to me. It is so that our objective is to obey Allah's orders. Our objective is not to eat the tablets, is to cure the stomach. Same way here, the objective is not to go to submit to the sheikh, it's to get close to Allah and obey His orders. So when you go to the sheikh is like, the company of the sheikh is like the tablets, you're taking the medicine. So the sheikh advises, I'll tell you how to do amal on what actions to improve yourself. So Allah Ta'ala has told us the first principle is dhikr Allah. When you have a sheikh, a teacher, he will recommend you a prescription of how to do dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا لَا كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. SubhanAllah. So Allah Ta'ala said this, that you will attain falah, that you will come to me successfully. It's just a little while and Jannah is waiting for you. You just have to pass away. And that's it. I swear by Allah, that's it. You will die And I swear by Allah that whoever understands this maqsad, the objective, if a person follows this objective, then the Quran promises that all you are waiting for is for the veil of death to be pulled back. A hadith has come, mashallah, great alim. I heard this alim. He mentioned this hadith. I've not read it, but from a scholar. What a beautiful hadith. He said, when a mu'min dies, which mu'min? That person who has tried all his life that I want to follow Allah Ta'ala's ahkams. He's eaten the medicine. He's consumed the medicine. He stated that as soon as a person dies, a mu'min, then Allah Ta'ala shows him his vision to that mu'min. What a great vision and sight of Allah. Imagine that as soon as a mu'min dies, Allah Ta'ala says, I show myself to that mu'min. And then that mu'min says, Subhanallah, that I was afraid of this death. Allah, why did you take so long, Allah? Why didn't you take me so close, so quickly from this world? Why didn't you take me earlier? I was trying to take injections and tablets and drugs so I could be saved more. A few days ago when I went yesterday to Bradford, I was shocked, surprised. The person was sitting there, and I think he was about 90 years old, and he said that, please give me a cassette because my father is waiting. He's 104 years old. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So brothers, that insan, I'm telling you about this human being, you still has a chance, but where do we have to get to? Allah Ta'ala. We have to go to Allah. We will pass away and go to Allah. So that life that we are so worried about and preparing for, that Allah Ta'ala says that you will sigh, a big sigh, that such a big anam, I've given you a reward. And for example, we should say, Allah, that I have so many rewards that are waiting for me. Why didn't I come earlier too quickly? So Allah has given a great opportunity to us. Why have we got this opportunity, this reward? Why? Because that individual implemented the orders. He obeyed the orders of Allah and practiced them. That's it. He practiced the orders, implemented the orders. Whatever Allah Ta'ala ordered and wanted and desired, that individual did amal on that, practiced that. So here we have come to this point now. We have got a dose. Allah has given us the company of good people. We've come we've progressed quite a lot, mashallah. Allah has given us a dose. And what is that dose? The dhikr of Allah. That's the first thing you attain when you have the company of the Shaykh. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Now I will go beyond this, and I will address to you and explain to you. So my brothers, you're doing dhikr for 25 years or 50 years, sisters, brothers, women, men, your appearance has changed, your condition has changed, your circumstances, but this is not success. Don't think that this is success. Your face, your appearance, outwardly you've changed, look different. This is not success. These things don't have power. Because the thing that Allah Ta'ala wants, am I doing that? The orders of Allah, am I practicing those? What about those? So let's think now. So let's take out one point here. What does Allah Ta'ala want from us? That everything hinges on this point. All of our deeds, Quran, ilm, knowledge, everything hinges on this one point for success, on one order. Everything of us hinges on one order of Allah. So hukum is one order, and ahkamat are all the orders of Allah. So there are five ahkams. Allah has given them the ahkamat al-rabbaniyat. Allah Ta'ala has given us so many orders. And the first point I would like to mention, which is what? Salah. Say it loudly. What is that? Salah. And again, salah. And again, namaz. That's it. How do we treat our salah? How? Not one of you is a namazi. I say this with, I ask for forgiveness. 25 years, 30 years, we are trying to cure ourselves to become people of praying. We are old. Our beards are white. You are young when you came to me. You are young. And I have to say this with sadness, that none of us is able to pray salah properly. Is this salah that we pray? Is this salah Allah Ta'ala's order? Is this Allah Ta'ala's order? Is this the salah that we present to Allah in the hereafter? Salah, my friends, has many stages and levels. Now, if I link my salah with who? That, for example, the Tabligh Jamaat bring a person, they go to his house, they knock on the door, say, pray salah, he comes to the masjid, and I'm watching that person. Yes, I'm praying salah, I've come, I wasn't praying before, but now I'm praying. But you are those who are doing tazkiyah. This should not be your salah. Your status of your salah should be even much higher than this. You want to pray salah? You want to achieve the status of Allah? Do you want to pray salah? Or do you want to just come here and bend down and up and down, bop up and down and leave? No. You want to pray salah, that salah that Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to pray. So now if I don't talk about the spirituality of salah. No, I'm just talking about the basic tenets of prayer, salah. Don't think I'm talking to you about whoever doesn't have ikhlas or sincerity. I haven't come on the Sufi platform yet. I'm just talking physically that a Muslim, you need to pray salah. Oh Muslim, pray salah, namaz. Isn't this the case? What salah is that Allah Ta'ala wants us to pray? That Allah Ta'ala is saying you must pray that he has prayed Fajr. And that angels record that he has prayed Fajr. That he has prayed Isha. I'm just speaking physically outward actions at the moment. The internal discussion is next. So if we can get to the physical platform at least, and we can touch the physical reality of salah, then in Allah's kitab that person is a namazi. He's praying salah regularly. So I will speak about step number one of salah. So let's look inside our hearts and minds and practice and lives. That in the kitab of Allah, the person who prays salah is defined as that person who leaves home, is fajr salah. That don't look at other people who pray at home and they drive taxis, they come home late. No, I'm speaking about the normal musalli, the salah that we all need to pray. Basic salah I'm talking about. Yes, I'm not talking about common folk. Fajr salah, it's time for fajr salah. Okay, and you pray salah what time? Allahu Akbar, late. Not that you come and pray in the last rakah or in atayat in the last. What's the hukam? Takbir-e ola. We have to reach to the initial takbir. But not even takbir ola is the order. So much before we should reach to the masjid in advance, that if it's time for sunnah, pray the sunnah before the salah. If it's not time for sunnah, it's makruh. Then sit down and do the dhikr of Allah. Look at this point. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Reach in advance, arrive in advance. And then, of course, if you're in the front row, you should look for a place in the front row. You should pray salah with takbir aula, with the initial takbir. That will be your fajr salah. And this will be recorded as, this person has prayed salah. Now this salah, to join the salah with the initial takbir aula, you've done tazkiyah. Yes, you went to a friend of Allah, you took the tablet, you did dhikr. Tell me, how many people pray fajr like this? How many? We don't pray like this, do we? In this way, do we? Maybe very few. Maybe sometimes after today, I am telling you, after today, no one from our Jamaat, no individual prays Salah who doesn't have Takbir Allah, who doesn't pray in this way. The person who doesn't pray this, then listen clearly to what I'm saying. Reality of this is what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not happy with that person. Allah ta'ala's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not happy with that person. Doesn't matter what he does, you can have a lot of light around you. You can have long qiraat and recitation, talawat. But to Allah Ta'ala, this is not acceptable. Why am I saying this? Because from experience, I am presenting to you these points. Otherwise, I would never tell you this. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you can consider that the medicine is taking effect. If any individual has not prayed salah in this manner, then his salah is not close to Allah in acceptance. No. Allah Ta'ala's hukam is what? That when you come, when it's time for salah, then you have to pray salah from the beginning, from takbir aula, from the beginning of that salah, of that prayer. Be careful and cautious about your salah, and you should start salah with takbir aula. In that jamaat, you should join the congregation from the first takbir. Takbir aula, Allahu Akbar. Apart from those who have an excuse, somebody is sick or ill, he's not able to get there for a reason. There are many, mashallah, alim sitting in front of me. I learn from them, the scholars, the ulama ikram, the respectful scholars. They know better. They know everything about the excuses sharia wise if we cannot get on time. And whoever doesn't practice this, doesn't matter if he can bang his tasbihs and break the tasbihs, and dhikr will not be asked about, I'll tell you this now. Nor will your faces will be asked about, your dhotis, your imamas, none of this. The reality is what? Is that we should not wear this libas until we get to the capability of praying salah this way, otherwise we are deceiving people. This is the reality. Don't take what I'm saying badly. Pay attention to what I'm saying. I'll tell you the truth. First and foremost, if you are serious and you came to me in a serious way, and we had a link that we joined together, remember one point clearly, that I have no link with anybody individually. I have nothing against anyone individually. I only for the sake of Allah have a link with you for the sake of Allah. And I promise that whatever Allah Ta'ala will advise me and guide and has guided me, inshallah, according to the Quran and Hadith, I will explain to you that improve yourself, just like I say to myself. Just as I will realize things and whatever I learn and realize, I will share with you. Whether you practice it or not, that's your choice. It's in your control, whether you do it or not. But remember what I'm saying, that your objective, my objective is one, is that Allah's ahkams, we need to obey them, practice them. The biggest hukum of Allah is what I've told you? Salah. Salah. And to pray Salah, Aqimus Salah, the meaning of praying Salah is that pray Salah in the beginning time, go to the masjid in the beginning time, and pray Salah from the beginning, Takbiri Aula when the Jamaat starts, stand in the front row, and try to make effort to get there early, do dhikr before Salah, pray the Nawafil Salah. Yes, and for this, the sheets that I gave to you, some fill the sheets, some don't fill the sheets. So please, I request you, those who are serious, they should always fill the tazkiyah sheets I've given to you, make and fill those sheets. Otherwise, there'll be loss for you. What will be the loss? I've told you that I've seen, I swear by Allah, there's no power, a person has no power or status. I tell you the truth. All of these dramas will stay here that a person practices, that he's done this, he's achieved that, this and that, all of this, he's forgiven, Ramadan will come. I tell you the truth, that is all a different world. That's all a different world. That said, hisab, in this world, the actions we do, Allah Ta'ala says that the water and the milk will split and will be vivid and shown in the hereafter. All these games and dramas will end. We have come to this world for amal. My friends, do amal and do dua to Allah after that. That Allah accept my amal, accept my deeds. This is a basic first step of salah. If we can do this, alhamdulillah, then salah will be accepted, inshallah. And after that, alhamdulillah, the same dhikr that you do will cure you further. It will cure you further. And it will take you to the closeness to Allah, to the nearness to Allah. Look at the level of salah. Allah Ta'ala, salah introduces you and links you to Allah and His Rasul. Where does it start from? Alhamdulillah. That when we praise Allah, when we do dhikr of Allah, when we glorify Allah, when we get to salatu wasalam, ayyuhan nabiyyu, assalamu alaykum, ayyuhan nabiyyu, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanallah. The pious elders have said great things, that you are directly getting to the closeness of Rasulullah. What are you saying? At-tahiyyat, when we do at-tahiyyat, jalsa, the recitation is a great recitation. So this salah, it takes us to the heights, and we haven't even achieved the objective yet. So those individuals who submit their sheets to me, you give your sheets, isn't it? So the salah sheets I've given to you. So please, I request that don't tick that you've prayed salah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Every man, when he submits the sheet, then he will have to tick that salah. You can only tick the salah box when you pray the salah with takbir-e awla. That's when you can say you are the salik on the journey to Allah's nearness and you are a good murid and student. So you can't tick if you prayed that time's gone, I've prayed salah. No. That you can only tick that box when you achieve that salah in jama'ah salah congregation with takbir-e awla. Initial takbir. That's the highest status of Allah. So this is the basic level step. Number one, you come on time, you're involved in takbir-e awla, and the front row is full of the darvish. Understood? Look at this point. Then, shall I tell you the dream that I saw? Allah Ta'ala showed me a dream. I told you, didn't I? Didn't I tell you? What I saw, that there's a darvish amongst you. I saw, that what's the quality of this brother? That mashallah, the great personality was not allowed into the road. If I tell the name of this brother, your jaws will drop. He was pushed away from there. Who are you? And the other common, normal brother was chosen. And what was his quality? He had one quality, subhanAllah, takbir-e awla, Allahu Akbar. Praying salah from the beginning time. And that's how the secret was unraveled. After that was a lengthy dream of mine, alhamdulillah. And there was quite a lot of goodness about salah, hisab, kitab. So brothers, the salah, the prayer, we haven't understood it in reality. The all of our fussiness and that such a big personality, I was shocked. People are running after him, glorifying him, and lifting his status. And people think he's this and that. No, no. What is the status of him in the world? People elevate him. And how he was pushed away from the Rawda Mubarak of Rasulullah. A person who is rejected from there. Then what is left after that? Nothing. Is there anything left of that person? If I tell you, you will cry and go crazy when you hear his name. If I say his name, you say, if he hears his name, he will say, this is my hal. This is my... And that darvish, mashallah, that pious brother, who's common, normal brother, simple, humble. I see him on his own, the whole masjid. And Babu Salam is empty, the door, and he is there, and Rasulullah is there, no one else. Look, his maqam was shown, his status, that he As a proper link with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah, he understood the right message. With the niyyah he came, he wanted that my salah, I want to pray my salah correctly, I do dua, Allah has given me a sheikh, I've got his company, I send his company. All of the fuss was removed, all of the nafs and the desires went away. He was sincere for days, nights, I couldn't sleep. That Allah, that your hisab is ajeeb, your accounting is ajeeb. We go there, every man thinks I'm an ashik, I'm a lover of Rasulullah sallam. I go there, someone saying this and someone saying that. No, my friends. First, correct those actions that Allah Ta'ala has given to you. That Allah Ta'ala has given to you. If those were not doing correctly, every question where old, the grave's near, and our salah hasn't been corrected yet. Our salah, our prayer, our salah hasn't been corrected yet. Improve. Do you understand what I'm saying? Brothers, has this come into your hearts? Look at this point. But what a big thing we are lacking. We think someone's coming slowly in the last stuff, in the last row. If you look at their faces, Abdul Qadir Jilani, Bayezid Bastami, and they sit in dhikr like they're great sheikhs and we've achieved something. One individual has no ijazah to go into that place. Rasulullah doesn't like that person. Doesn't matter how much of a face he makes. Doesn't matter. This is the reality. My friends, only that person should wear the imam and the dhoti who arrives and joins salah with takbir Allah. This is the reality. Why do we deceive ourselves, the world, the people, and stand in the mirror and deceive people? Don't we feel ashamed? That person is a thief. He wears the uniform of the police. And he's a thief and he's wearing the police uniform. One of the people is shocked, I'm a commissioner, I'm the SP, superintendent, DIG. So those who know, when they laugh at you, when they know the reality of that thief, so don't the angels laugh at you, thief, Jahannam, hellfire is waiting for you. Why do you wear the imamah? What sunnah are you implementing? What sunnah? First and foremost, the biggest sunnah is the prayer of Rasulullah. This is the greatest, say subhanallah. It's the greatest and best and massive and biggest sunnah of Rasulullah. His sunnah is his salah. And the person who doesn't fulfill the sunnah of salah, what other sunnahs is he going to implement? Wasting time. Do you understand what I'm saying? So every brother, take the sheet out, and you can only tick the salah box. You can only put a tick in the column of salah if you pray salah with takbir aula, initial takbir, beginning of salah, then all the other asbaq and your dhikr, they will go along with the salah that you have succeeded with. And maybe it will occur that due to that salah, that our faces will improve, our libas will change, because we cannot continue in this way. It's better right now. We should recognize ourselves right now. Right now is better than why are we deceiving ourselves? The people praise, that's fine, the world praises. Yes, people praise, oh he's this, he does dhikr, and look at him, he follows the sunnah, he's doing amal on the sunnah, he's this and that, he's got the sheet around him, the blanket around him, he follows the sunnah. What's the point of this? Become like this, that the angels should praise us. That's been mentioned in the hadith, that the dhikr of Allah, the person who does the dhikr of Allah, dhikr of Allah is such a tonic, such an action, that the angels start to shake the hands with those dhakirin on the earth. They come and shake the hands. This is the maqsad of dhikr, the objective, not the dhikr that we do and the actions that result. No, Allah's ahkams, that tablet that will cure our stomach, that's what we'll say is the real medicine, isn't it? That's our objective. So dhikr is not the objective, it's not the end point. The shaykh is not the end point. The shaykh is not the objective. These are cures, tablets that will give us the end point, so that we implement the ahkams, the orders of Allah. So what is this? Salah, which is the greatest fard, the greatest action. So may Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq, and may Allah give you the tawfiq also, that we control our salah, bring it onto the right level. We should be satisfied with that salah, which is the correct salah. Takbir Allah. Otherwise you can pray at home, that will be salah as well. You can pray here, salah is here as well. Yes, thawab. This is not about thawab. The reality is that we should implement Allah's orders in the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has ordered us and demonstrated us. Atiullah wa atiur Rasul. Pray salah the way that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed, with the passion and desire, and the way that the Sahaba Ikram prayed. 124,000 companions. Every companion prayed salah with takbir aula, with the initial takbir. Is this not the case? So such great examples we have in our life, and the time has passed so far, and we pray salah in a different way. We say, oh, salah has been accepted. No, salah is not correct. Yes, that person's up. You can be as happy as you want. You can put titles to your name, but there the scan is different. In Allah's court, the scan is different, my friends. It's very difficult to pass that test. Yes, this deception and delusion will not pass in the hereafter. It will not pass the test. We'll go back and we will give loss to ourselves. Oh, I can't do this. Okay, don't do it then. Don't do it. Jahannam is waiting for you. Hellfire. This is Allah Ta'ala's fadl. He's given us enough sense from millions and billions of people. Allah Ta'ala selected us. We've understood. We've come towards dhikr. So this doesn't mean we just think that bayah, pledging allegiance, turn your face, we're imama, we're dhoti and we're forgiven, we're following the sunnah and bayah. This is not the meaning. We are bayah for this reason. We go to the shaykh for one reason, so we can implement and obey the orders of Allah and it becomes easy for us. This is the reason. Hazrat Nurullah Marqada, my shaykh, always in every letter you can read, Hazrat reminded, the objective of yours to be with me is one, so that you can practice the ahkams of Allah. There's no other objective of tasawwuf, spirituality, so that we can implement Allah's orders. There's no other objective of dhikr. The thawab of dhikr we'll get when we do dhikr correctly, when we are implementing Allah's orders. Then we'll get the thawab of the dhikr. Otherwise, how will we get the thawab? Oh, we don't know. We don't know you're doing dhikr, that Allah Ta'ala, I'm doing dhikr, morning prayer, I'm weak, Allah make me capable through the dhikr that I do so I can pray fajr salah from the beginning, the start of the prayer with takbir awla, with the initial takbir, then we will succeed. Then we can succeed. So let's do dua to Allah. That Allah, that very good, our eyes have opened, Allah's karam and mercy, we considered that we were fine, our deen was accepted. I'm praying salah. This was our thinking, wasn't it, my friends? Ramadan, this was our hal, and in Hajj and Umrah, I prayed salah, this is fine, this is not salah. This is not the correct salah. And the people of Allah, their salah should be pure and good and on a high level. So may Allah Ta'ala allow us to pray salah with takbir ula. May Allah give us the tawfiq to pray with takbir ula. We should make effort and preparation. Alhamdulillah, you should try your best. Take laziness away, do astaghfar, tawbah, and pay a penalty that we have to pay the penalty. I need to pray with takbir ula. And then complete your sheets in that way. Do your tazkiyah and rectify yourself and keep on sending me the sheets and you will be cured. If you're weak, then what should be done? How can we improve this? How can we get to success? And how should we practice? Why? Because we need to try, isn't it? We need to try. That we need to take all of that path that Allah Ta'ala has put us onto, that path, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy. And we need to implement that order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will we do this, my brothers? Yes, just keep trying. Try your best. The rest is a drama. The rest is the game. Yes, don't listen to anything else. Dhikr, there's no benefit. There's no benefit on my dhikr unless my salah is correct. I'm not capable. If I'm not going to the front row and joining salah from takbir ula, then my dhikr is not succeeding. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.